Good morning. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, Finger Lakes Morning News. Joining us on the phone, a guest we've had on the program before, Don Hassig from Cancer Action New York's with us. Don, good morning.
Morning.
Glad to have you back with us. For people who haven't heard our previous conversations, give us a little bit of background on what Cancer Action New York is and what you do.
Well, Cancer Action New York is a grassroots organization, and what we do is make every bit of connections we can make with government, local members of communities like high school students and other environmental groups, local government like town boards, village councils, county governments, make those connections to do this one thing, get the pollution that causes cancer out of the air and the water and the food.
And that's one of the things that you have said is that in New York, the DEC and then the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control at the federal level, don't pay enough attention to environmental causes when they talk about fighting cancer. Why do you think that is?
Well, the answer is it's very simple and it's very understandable. There's a lot of power in our country in the hands of industry and, you know, basically the sources of the pollution. And, of course, they don't really want to deal with it, so government just wants to slide away from it.
But you think you've been making some progress in that regard. Recently, it seems like more people are kind of paying attention to those potential environmental causes.
Exactly, and government recognizes that. And I'm not saying, you know, there's nothing is all bad or all good. There's this, you know, there's a balance. And there's some really good stuff in government, just as there is some really bad stuff. And we've come across some really good stuff in this Dr. Linda Birnbaum. She used to be with EPA. She was one of the head authors, you know, one of the lead authors on EPA's dioxin reassessment, which is supposed to be coming out rather soon now, according to an EPA news release just last week. And Dr. Birnbaum has moved out from EPA. Now she's with the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. She's Obama's new director of that prestigious, it's part of the National Institutes of Health. They have this more of a health focus. Dr. Birnbaum has this great background on dioxins and having written the dioxin reassessment. And also, she's done her own individual research. She's one of the co-authors of a paper on the issue of exposure to dioxins in utero and lactationally, and then the increased cancer risk that this predisposes the offspring to. The study was done with rats as the model, but I see some connections in the basic, you know, the cancer rates that we've been seeing and the cancer record information. Younger and younger women are being diagnosed with breast cancer, and that would lead one to suspect that there's a parallel here between these rat studies and what is happening with humans. And the fact of the matter is, this hasn't been looked at long enough to discover this connection with humans because of the longer period of development. You know, young rats would get cancer much more early in their life cycle, you know, in their lives than would the women.
Where is this dioxin in the environment coming from?
Well, right now, EPA has a dozen dioxin inventory every few years. Most recent EPA dioxin inventory for the whole U.S. considers this open waste burning problem that we have here in New York and elsewhere in the U.S. to be the number one source. And here's the thing. It's difficult to assess. It's scattered around. There's lots and lots of it. There's different kinds of fires. It will be difficult to really nail down a quantity for this, but according to EPA, it's far and above over some of the other sources like municipal solid waste incineration. That used to be a big source, but according to, you know, government agencies, and we're taking their word on this, there have been enough restrictions placed on emissions, basically a really tight emission standard. Their stack testing, I wonder about that when it's only done once a year, but still, their claim is that the emission sources other than the open burning are getting down there, and the open burning is the big target for now.
The Food and Drug Administration on the federal level is taking a look at this issue, and you're holding a news conference tomorrow to discuss it, and there's a petition where there's an open comment period going on right now. So tell us the latest on those efforts.
Well, back in 2004, actually on December 30th of 2003, we sent off a petition to USFDA to have some rulemaking done by the administration. And the rules that we were requesting were three. We wanted some milk testing to be done regionally. And since the years have elapsed, you know, 2004, that's a long time ago, since those years have elapsed, we've come to better understand all the data that's being kind of gathered. And we're willing to drop that part of our petition. You know, we're not going to make, you know, any cries over having not gotten anywhere with that part of the petition. The rest of it is big news, though. We're really concerned that FDA has done nothing in all these years to get the animal fat out of animal feed. We're talking about cow fat being fed to chickens and pigs, other poultry like turkeys, this whole matter of using the fat from one food animal to feed another food animal. And all that's doing is recycling the dioxins, keeping the dioxin levels as high as, you know, if you try to figure out a way of keeping the dioxin levels high in our food supply, there it is. And we've asked them to do something about that. They did nothing for all those years before this new administration kind of came into being. And I just decided to resurrect the petition, you know, once Obama got in there. And he started, you know, he got his new, commissioner, Margaret Hamburg, for FDA. So we started making these phone calls, and some of the guys that are in there still, I haven't gotten to speak with the new administrator, you know, the commissioner, and I'm really hopeful about that discussion. But so far, all we've heard is, well, the FDA testing has shown that there have been decreases since the time that you submitted that petition. And, you know, we're not all really all that excited about this. They're going to pass along this request for getting the animal fat out of animal feed to it's called the Center for Veterinary Medicine. And supposedly, they have the final say on this, and I find it strange that they never passed it along in all those years before. You know, they were ignoring the petition, basically, Ted.
Don Hassig's with us from Cancer Action New York. Are you encouraged about the Obama administration that Democrats are generally thought of as more environmentally friendly? Do you think under an Obama presidency, your issues will have a more thorough hearing?
I certainly hope so. Dr. Birnbaum has already, on May 18th, we interviewed Dr. Birnbaum for a radio show that we're doing now. It's on radioforall.net. Basically, Dr. Birnbaum agreed to work together with Cancer Action to try to get this very subject we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes into the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's National Cancer Control Planning and Program. Right now, if you were to visit the website of this National Cancer Control Program, they have a thing called the National Cancer Control Promotional Toolkit. You can look there as hard as you want to look, and all you're going to find is tobacco use, alcohol use, healthy diet, balanced diet, healthy weight, and exercise. There's no pollution in that. There's no dioxin in that. And yet it's in our food, it's in our water, it's in our air, and, you know, we have to survive somehow.
Now, you've mentioned in your travels around the state some student artwork, some anti-cancer artwork that you've seen. Tell us about that.
It's truly wonderful how that when you start looking for something, you find it. We had been just asking students by doing workshops to make these, you know, these paintings, drawings, you know, any kind of visual art that we could use together with our text to create brochures and posters. And that just didn't work out, you know. And once we saw that the students were very busy and, you know, they were making their own decisions about what kind of artwork they wanted to create, so we just changed tactics and started going to the end-of-year high school art exhibits and just, you know, just looking at the stuff, and it just, like, cries out to you. You know, it's like touches your heart, you know, to see. There's one titled Mother Nature that we're intent upon having the opportunity to make use of. It was created by Michelle Peterson at the Potsdam High School in Potsdam, New York. There's another called DNA. It was created by two students in Saranac Lake, New York. We've already gotten permission to use DNA. We're working on getting permission because, see, we photograph the art exhibit and then we ask permission for use. And we haven't struck out yet. You know, everybody we've asked has been, willing to give us permission just to use the photograph in creating this cancer prevention, pollution minimization kind of public educational material.
If you want to find out more about what Cancer Action New York does, the website is canceractionny.org. Is that .com or .org?
.org.
.org. And then you now have audio programs. It's Radio for All, the number 4, radioforall.net. And you've got your audio programs on there, so you're branching out into multimedia.
Yeah, we like that. It's kind of cool when you call the government now. They have, like, one set of instructions for the media and one set for the public, and we do both.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes that little access, it's nice to be able to say you're from the media. Sometimes it'll get your calls answered. All right, Don, good luck with the efforts, and we appreciate your update.
Thanks, Ted. Have a nice day.
You too. Don Hassig from Cancer Action New York, who joins us from time to time on the program. 819 now, Finger Lakes Morning News.